So today we are going to talk about something that I'm surprised more people don't know more about, especially
Agreed.
because it's becoming so popular,
Yeah.
which is first looks. So we still meet with clients who are either really unsure about a first look or even have no idea what a first look is. So we just thought it would be a good idea to kind of talk through what is a first look and just give you some things to think about if you are considering a first look.
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael Laura Photography.
Good job, man. So to start off, what is a first look? Well, if you have no idea what it is when a bride and groom decide to see each other before the ceremony. And if you're already like, oh my gosh, definitely not, please don't stop listening. We have a lot to consider along with it, so hang with me. It is just a moment where just the bride and groom have together before the ceremony, and we think that there are a lot of great reasons to do that.
Yes, and our first main reason is that you will just overall get more photos of the two of you guys. We're basically giving you more time by doing a first look than a traditional wedding would have, where we're trying to fit it all in the space of a cocktail hour and maybe a little bit of sunset portraits. So having this extra time ahead of time, we normally think it's about 30 to 40 minutes. That's just the two of you, and both of us are focused solely on that. There's no other distractions during that time. It's just time for us to be with you guys and you guys mainly to share a moment. So because with that, we still typically do pictures right after you guys get married for just married and then maybe some sunset based on your timeline. But overall, that would mean that you guys get more photos.
Yeah, and so leading into that, our second big reason is that you just have an overall more relaxed timeline. Because we aren't trying to cram everything into what your cocktail hour is, we get to spend more time with you. You get to spend more time together. It just kind of relaxes the whole day. So if you think about it, if you don't do a first look, everything's happening in that 1 hour after the ceremony. So you're doing all your family pictures, you're doing all your bridal party pictures, you're doing all the you and your bridesmaids, groom with the groomsmen, and you're doing all the pictures with the two of you in that 1 hour block, which is really smushed together, especially if you're going to another location. Especially if you're like a winter wedding and you're losing sunlight, especially if you have a big family and you want to do a bunch of extended family portraits, it's a lot to cover. And so if you are doing a first look, so much of that gets to happen before the ceremony even starts, which is really just gonna like ease the stress of the day, in our opinion.
Yes, totally. And going along with that, not only will you have more time with just the two of you, but your bridal party will also typically happen ahead of time, right after those first look photos,
Right, your
which
bridal party
means
pictures.
right, which means bridal party pictures, sorry, which means your bridal party after the ceremony don't have to worry about anything yet, unless they're part of the family. They can just go ahead and enjoy the rest of their evening,
And
which
they're going to love that.
they will.
The groomsmen especially love just heading straight to the bar.
Yes,
Yeah.
totally.
And then point three, which I think is a huge one, is that you just get more time in the day together. So, like the biggest day of your life, you shouldn't have to wait until 5 p.m. to see the love of your life, right? Like in for our wedding day, our ceremony wasn't until 4:30, and I just could not imagine not talking to Michael until 4:30 in the afternoon. That just seemed crazy to me. I wanted to see him, I wanted to be able to hug him, and I wanted to be able to spend more time with him. And a first look allowed us to do that.
Yes, and going along with that, some couples also decide during the cocktail hour to spend just a few moments there together by themselves.
Yeah,
So
I
with
think some of our favorite weddings, the bride and groom chose to have like a few of those really tasty appetizers that you so painstakingly picked out, sent to like a private room or like a space by the water where a little table was set up for the two of them, and they just took like 10, 15 minutes, just a little bit of time where they just hung out with just the two of them. And I think that that's always really special.
Yeah. And I think something else that goes kind of along with that point three, is that some couples also decide that they want to join the cocktail hour after that. So we would still typically do just married pictures right after the ceremony and family. But with doing a first look, we have less to fit into there. So you would just be able to...
There's some flexibility.
Exactly. To
right.
join the party.
Yeah. And then number four, it is when you still look your best. So for brides, they've just finished with their hair and makeup, so everything still looks perfect. The curls are still intact. For guys, they haven't messed up their suit. There's no wrinkles. Their boutonniere was just placed on. They haven't had too much to drink yet. It is.
If it's July, it's you haven't sweat through your outfit.
Yeah, if
yet.
It was Michael, he would be drenched. And so you still look great, which is when you're going to get the bulk of your pictures. So all of these details that you put together and worked so hard to look amazing on your wedding day, that's when you'll get photographed, which is, just the perfect time.
Yes. And then point five, which I think is one of the bigger points, especially for grooms, when they come to talking about a first look, is having that aisle moment.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing that still trips people up mm-hmm. about maybe not doing a first look, is like, oh, I really want that moment.
Right. Yeah, and in our experience, especially my experience, we did a first look. We had like 45 minutes to hang out and just chat and take some photos with each other. And then once the ceremony started, I still cried when she walked down the aisle.
Oh, like a baby.
That moment wasn't lost on me. And I think it's because it's not just the two of you there, right? All your family are here, your friends are here, they're all standing up there, music's playing. You know, that's kind of the moment that you want. And I think for most of our couples that mm-hmm. decide they're like, on the fence and they decide to do a first look, even the guys will come up and say, hey, that was definitely something we were glad to do.
I think along with that, not only do you still get the aisle moment, but you get a whole nother moment mm-hmm. where it's just the two of you and you can actually react to each other. Like that's what I needed. I needed to be able to run up to Michael and scream and, throw myself around him into his arms and just kind of like hang out and laugh with him, not be on stage at the ceremony where everybody's staring at me and I can't even say like, hey, or give him a hug. I have to like be serious for this ceremony. So I needed a moment to just kind of like ease my nerves, be my ridiculous selves, and just kind of like enjoy a little bit of time actually being able to talk to each other, not just walking up for the ceremony and having to have this like serious thing happening. Anyways, so those are our big five things about why we think that a first look is at least something that you should consider. Absolutely do what you feel like is best for you.
Yeah.
Talk to each other, pray about it, talk to your families, see how your mom feels, whatever. But think about those five things. You're going to get more pictures. It's going to be a more relaxed day and you're bridal party is going to love heading to cocktail hour. You're going to get more time together. You'll have pictures when you look your absolute best, and you're still going to get that aisle moment while being able to ease your nerves.
Yeah. And we'll put in the blog post a couple reviews from past clients that decided to do a first look, just so you can get their perspective as well in the blog. So, yeah.
Yeah. And not to sound, I feel like I'm like a little bit sounding like I'm trying to convince you. I'm really not, but I do feel like it's worth saying. Mm-hmm. We have never had a couple who regretted doing a first look. We always kind of like give these, details to our couples just to like make sure that they're fully informed about the choice that they're making. And a lot of couples who were kind of on the fence and then decided to do a first look, they come up to us afterwards and they say, oh my gosh, I'm so happy that we chose to do it.
Yeah.
We've never had a couple be like, I don't know that that was really the right choice. But we have had multiple couples who didn't choose to do a first look and then contacted us afterwards and said, man, we really wish that we had done one. So again, totally not trying to convince you, even though a little bit that sounded like I was.
Every year we still have couples that do a traditional wedding.
Absolutely.
And we still deliver hundreds of images of them too. So
yeah, any way you want to do it is absolutely how you should. It's your wedding day, but it's definitely something to consider.